Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jody. May I please have the zip code on the account you called in about today?
Hi, first, before we get to that, my name is Shauna and I'm from Capital One on a recorded line. So thank you for speaking with us. We have a customer in this line and his account, actually his credit card account with us, has been charged by Shop Value, and he said that he did not sign up for anything. We want that to be canceled, and we're wanting to understand of why he's even charged in the first place. But yes, our customers with us, they should be able to provide you that information.
Thank you.
Mr. Vincent?
11206.
Okay, thank you for that. Your first and last name, please.
Gary Vincent.
Okay, I have the last name Vincent, but maybe I misunderstood the first name.
Vincent, V as in Victor, mm-hmm. I-N-S-O-N is the last name. The yes. First name is Darius, D-A-R-R-I-U-S.
D-A-R-R-I-U-S. All right, and what is the date of the charge you see there?
Well, actually, you took $49.97, and it was made on December 17th and processed on December 20th. And then it was another charge for $7.45 on December the 14th and was posted on December the 15th. And then you tried to take $49.97 on January the 17th and 18th, and it was declined. And yes, but it was money available in my account. Yesterday, I went and paid my bill. This morning when I woke up to check my bills and stuff, I see that you guys are up there pending for another $49.97. I don't want this service. I didn't sign up for this service. And I would like to have it canceled and a notice of cancellation of the service so you don't keep trying to charge my card because my card is hooked up to some different things, and having to change my card number would just be more headache than it's worth.
Okay.
If you understand, please.
I'm with you. Okay, so I believe I've located an account based on what you've said here, but I have a different first name as the account holder.
Is it Akbar, maybe?
Yes, that's it.
Okay. Now what is that for?
All right, so one more thing. Let's verify your shipping address, please.
61 Melrose Street, Apartment 6G, Brooklyn, New York, 11206.
All right, thank you. This account is for a foot massager. This is a free welcoming gift. You pay the shipping and handling of $7.45. That was back on December 14th. And
okay, all right. I remember that. Okay, now.
Yeah.
Could you stop right there? Now, when I ordered that, they said I only had to pay $74.45, and that was it. I have never used a foot massage yet. I have it sitting right here. You could gladly have it back because $49.97 a month for this,
right?
It's not feasible, nor is it worth it.
Yes, sir. All right, so the $49.97 is for the membership fee. You receive that free welcoming gift for joining the Consumer Gadget Club, which is they buy you a $125 gift card each month to spend at an online vendor. But I'll go ahead and have the account canceled to prevent any future charges. Okay.
Now, what about my $49? I'm not worried about the $7.45 because I did agree to that. I remember now. But the $49.97, I did not agree to that.
Okay.
So what about my $49.97?
Yeah, let me see how I'm able to help you here. It looks like.
Thank you.
Sounds like there was a misunderstanding of our program details. So let's see, I can offer you a 50% refund to that charge. Looks like January the 19th, And I do see several attempts, the 17th and 18th. They were declined. The only one that was successful is the one you may see pending there, which is 4997.
Yes.
Would you like me to go ahead and apply that 50% refund back and we have everything canceled?
All right. That's the best that you can do. But what about the charge from December the 17th? What about the $49.97 for December the 17th?
Okay. So I would have to get you transferred over to a supervisor to assist with that. Here's what I'll do.
Okay.
You requested a statement of cancellation. So let's go ahead and get
yes,
that
to my email,
you.
Please.
Mm-hmm. The email address I have on file, ak27i4035@aol.com.
Yes.
Okay, the cancellation notice may take 24 to 48 hours to make it to your email address. It'll be coming from the corporate office, but I have that on the way. All right.
Okay.
And I've issued a full refund for that January charge, and that is $49.97. You should see those funds back in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
All right, we have that done.
All these funds, okay. You like this thing.
Okay. And I'm going to get you transferred over to a supervisor. If you'll hang in there 1 second, please.
Gladly. You know, the schematics that these people use on these websites are very misleading, and it's unfortunate that, you know, it's very unfortunate. And had I not been, usually I just pay my bills, but what happened was coronavirus came through my house, and it wreaked havoc. Everybody in the house had it. And I just came off of quarantine on Sunday. Now, on Monday, I was still sick. Tuesday was my first operational day, and I got on this right away because I knew it wasn't right.
Yeah, no problem. We're going to get this corrected for you. I'm just waiting for a transfer, okay? Thank you for being patient.
No problem, and thank you for your help.
And sir, did I issue a cancellation number verbally?
Okay, let me write it down.
Okay.
Hold on.
All right.
Cancellation number
right.
Is
that
okay.
Number is C as in cancel 258-777.
777,
282. 282, Yes, sir, that's it. That cancels the account to prevent any future charges.
Okay, could I read it back to you, too, please?
Go ahead.
C is in cat, 258-777-282.
Correct, yes, sir. All right,
okay.
I'm just still waiting for that transfer, but I have everything taken care of for you that I'm able to do.
Okay. And you're located in Nevada, am I correct?
Well, I provide customer support for more than 100 companies. I'm located in Alabama.
Okay. All right.
Okay, here we go. All right, and I have that transfer ready. So thank you for calling customer support. You may hear silence, maybe a little music, but please remain on the line, and you have a great day.
Okay, and I will receive the email in 24 to 48 hours. You said.
Correct. Yes, sir.
And it will be coming from who? The email from who?
This email will be coming from the corporate office. I'm not sure of the header.
Okay.
Yes, sir. All right. Well, thank you for calling customer support. Please remain on the line.
Will do. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And thank you, sweetheart, from Capital One. I forgot your name. I apologize.
No problem. My name is Shauna, sir. And you're welcome. This is why you have us here.
Mm-hmm.